Let's take a look at Perek Chafei, Pasuk Ches. Okay. Sokin v'sovon, Savea, no?
Sva.
Shara kol mishalos libo v'sova kol tova. He saw all his requests of his heart and fulfillment of all the good. Chen v'sova yomim. It's a pasuk in later. Shesova nafsha b'yomim. He fulfilled his nefesh with his days. L'yisavet shichacha bo yomim dover. He didn't desire that the days mechadish something
should be should like anything new later.
I mean, he was totally satiated. I mean,
yeah, he had a long and satisfying life.
There was nothing that he didn't get. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Or that one desired they hadn't gotten. Can you shomer b'dava yomis b'sei v'tova savea yomim v'osher v'kovod? Supposing to be yomim. V'sipur chaste Hashem v'sadikim. It's a story of chaste Hashem. This is really the truth of the tzaddik. They don't desire extras.
Actually, it's like an illustration of Ezehu, you know, Samech Bechelko. Right. Actually, it's Abu Bemosaros.
Kin Yishnem Rabbeim Tavas Libu Nasatalo. Tehillim. Desire of his heart, I gave him. Lo Kamosh Nemar Bashar Nashim Oiv Kesav Lis Bekesav. Right, people that love Kesel will get Kesel Kohelis.
And if he wants, he's not going to get. He's not going to get there.
That's a regular guy.
Yeah.
Guy never leaves rule. Chetzitavos biyodoi. Yesh biyodomonim sav masayim. Siyodom masayim sav asos arba mos. Shem roiv Kesel lis bekesef. Essentially, him still is a Sharm quotes that too. Also,
he always wants more.
Remember that?
I'm
pretty sure he quotes it.
The Chatzis Havosov, he definitely does.
Yeah, I think he quoted this one too. I don't remember. Yeah. We saw that one. Rishis Rabba, Omar, Kodesh, Baruch, Malam, Sadiqim, Madan, Scharo, Shuas, Litan, and Los, Leon, and Mahaba. Bottom line is the Medrash says, Kodesh, Baruch, shows the Sadiqim the reward they're going to get in the next world. Yeah?
Yeah.
Menafshim, Sova, Vahim, Yishenim.
I guess I'll just say, since they know where they're going, right, and what they're going to end up with, therefore that in a certain sense I guess helps them, you know, not, they know that this world, they know where they're going, so they don't care, it doesn't bother them what they do or don't have. There's no push to desire things in this world because they know where ultimately what they're going to get.
What does it mean then they're sleeping?
I think then they are nifter.
They die without sorry, says in the bottom.
Right. Now, there's a person who doesn't know, you know, where he's going or what he's going to get.
Right.
Well, therefore, you know, I guess as he gets older, we'll be, you know, kind of perturbed. Like, I didn't accomplish this in this world. I didn't get, you know, accumulate that in this world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the Rabban saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows tzaddikim what they're going to, they understand where they're going and what they're going to get, and therefore it doesn't concern them as much, if at all, where their position in this world.
Right. Very good. The Sorah Chum is a Prisha Kosu Shomer Saveh Mara Hazu. And the Chum have been awakened. And they've explained the Pasuk
in this
manner.
Yeah.
It's interesting, he closes like
that.
Yeah.
I don't know why either. Maybe you shouldn't think that he's like being Mechadish this. I don't know why not.
I guess, yeah. Okay, good. See the next one. Perek of Dalad, Pasuk, Lamed Beis.
Yeah.
Says in the Pasuk, Layevo Ish Abaisa, yeah? Eliezer Hua Ish Abba, Eliezer is this man. Yiftach Agmolim, Yachsar Alovan Shasa, Im Orchav Derech Musser, Yiftach Begamlean. And he.
Then when it's by Fatach HaGmalim, that's now talking about who's the he, and he unmuzzled the camels. That's talking about Lovan. Right? Yeah. So by Avo, Isha Baisa, that's talking about Eliezer. That's talking about Lavan.
Why did he? Because he wanted to see if there's any money?
I don't know. So also im orchov derech musar.
So yachzer al Lavan, so also im orchov derech musar v'yiftach kamleim. I guess he was disrespectful, no?
I guess.
Opening up someone's belongings.
Wait, is Derek Musser talking that it's, this is Musser at Lavan, like you shouldn't have done that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so. It says that he did that, right?
Right.
He told them Tevin and Maspel, not to Mayim Nichols, Regle Eliezer, Regle Anashim Shito. And he gave them straw and supplies, water to wash their feet, Eliezer, Regle Anashim Shito.
Right, how can you say right? How can you say that all of the he's, all the pronouns in that pasuk are all talking about Eliezer? Because, like, it's not his house. He's not the one who's going to go get the water to wash his feet.
Right.
Respect to the Mechir of Yosef.
Yeah.
Right, so by Anashu, Anashim, Yadim, Socharim, that's their coming. Then by Yimshuchu, by Yalos, Yosef, and Abor, by Yimshuchu is talking about the brothers, because where did the Minyanim know that he was there?
Mm-hmm.
So it must be the brothers. So he's just trying to give you another example, I think, where the pronoun, the antecedent to the pronoun is changing in the course of the pasuk.
Right. Similarly, it says it's Siva, right?
Right. Siva says to David,
anything that the king will command his avid to do, he'll do, right?
Right.
And Mephibosheth ate on my table like one of the Bnei Melech.
Right. However, Haim Divrei David. Right. Mephibosheth Ochal Shulchani. That's not Siva speaking. That's David speaking. So in other words, Shulchani. If you just read it straight through, you'd think that Shulchani is referring back to the Shulchan of Siva, but it's not. It's David's speech.
David, well, you remember the story there?
I do not.
The concept of Yiftach HaGemalim is he opened up Musari Savarim.
Like the neck harnesses.
Yeah, because the meaning is to take them tied or belted.
Harnessed to either just tied together in like a long chain of camels, depending, right. You know, if you're riding on them, I guess. Or that they had some kind of a wagon that they pulled, in which case they were wearing a harness. The one who's girding himself, the one who's, you know, harnessing himself up, like, you know, putting on his weapons, shouldn't be bragging like the guy who's taking them off, having already been victorious in the battle.
Right, because you know what's going to happen.
Right.
But I think when it said Derek Musa before, was that attack of Musa? I don't think it meant a chain. You know,
right? Yeah.
Rashi, because of hitters zomim shalom their bid.
Right. That's the
Yes. So this is a whole Meir's Simcha on this. Rashi, because of hitlam zomim, he took out their bids. Shalom shayasosim piyim shloyiru b'sodas acherim, which is a pelikas behemdan shel sadikim. Why do you have to do that?
Huh.
How could the chamor from Pinchas ben Yair be greater than Avram Avinu's? So Bemis and Avram Avinu's wouldn't do it anyway. But he was worried about Mar Sinai.
Uh-huh. And he trusted the animals, but
that's what Meir Simchas says. Uh-huh. I think the Meshach Chochma has like that.
Interesting that he says Mar Sinai. I was thinking maybe he was doing it, you know, sort of to Lilmud Lacherim, whose animals are not trustworthy.
Right. Same thing. Yeah. Similar. Mar Sinai and to teach right. Both. Yeah. So Rashi has this Loshon Breshis Rabba Hitters of a man Rebuna Revirmia Shol Rebchia Reb Abba Lohayu Gamal Shlar Ravinu Domin Lachamar Shul Pinchas Ben Yair V'chulei. If the Pinchas Ben Yair's the Tana didn't eat
right
from other people's stuff, would you think that Avram Avinu's
right.
That he's the greatest in the bottom?
Yep.
Domin the Mal Lachamar Shul Pinchas Ben Yair Shen Nishmar Minat Varma Asurim.
Right, we know that he didn't eat
that donkey.
The famous story. He didn't eat the demai.
Right.
That wasn't a sukkah.
So how could it be that his behemoth is better than Avram Avinu's? Zol sheila listor pasuch hazaman. This is a.
So that destroys. That question is, you know, tough enough to destroy this pshat, basically.
Of the bits.
Yeah.
So he basically doesn't answer the kashi, he just says it's wrong.
Yeah, he blows up Rashi.
He says down there, Rav Shavel Zatzal says that they...
And that's Rashi, he's basically just...
It's a medrash.
Through the medrash out, yeah.
Yeah.
He says the Ra'im tirates.
Because the Medrash really says that they matered their behemoths, the Amoraim, no? They matered the bits, no?
I'm sorry? No. He's saying the Medrash says Pshat and, you know, Rashi's basically basing off the Medrash,
yeah,
right?
The Medrash says
that Pshat and
Amoraim asked Reb Chiya Rebbe,
how could it be that
sense.
Was necessary, right?
Seems like it blinds by Akasha.
So the question isn't the Ramban, it's the question is really... That the Medrash said something and then somebody challenged it in the Medrash.
And the Medrash doesn't answer
correct,
the question.
Correct. And the Ra'im, right. So Rav Shavel says that the Ra'im.
Miriam,
answers, I think it's Shebim Milim, I think. I think that's a Lamed. Shebim Milim, Tishlicha Ezekoshani. In other words, it's. Yes, in general, you would trust the animals of the Tzadikim, but it's so easy to just take a mouthful. Honestly, you know, it's like Shlicha Ezek, it's common.
Right.
So therefore, they were extra careful.
Shluchim Mitzvah and Nizukin, except Shri Hazekah, right?
Right.
Okay, very good. Okay, next one. That's why I think Rav Meir's simple answer is he did it because of Marsan teaching a message, you know?
Uh-huh.
Let's see, Perek Chof Dalet, Pasuk Gimel. Yeah. Hashpiyach of Hashem. In Hayarui la Avram Shisavet Yitzchak 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 Benos Kanan. Would have been roy for Avram to commit Savet Yitzchak's son not to take a woman from Benos Kanan.
He never speaks to Yitzchak about it. Okay, he's talking about Ezer.
Val Hayaritzono, Lishloch, Bechoya, Velarzu Mishpachto, Vishpia, Evet, Lasos Kemichai, Velmoson. But his will was to send out in his lifetime to his land and his family, Vishpia, Evet, Lasos Kemichai, Velmoson.
And the Ebbet said, even if it's after your nifter, I'm still going to, you know, uphold this.
It doesn't really answer the kasha, though.
No, it doesn't. Not yet.
Still, he needed a kopponim to make the Ebbet swear to go there. Once he was mashpia the Ebbet, Eliezer on this, he didn't have to mitzav Yitzchak dover. He knew that he would what?
He wouldn't violate. Once he's made it known, even to Eliezer, he knows Yitzchak will then obey.
There's no need to have him to Yeshua.
Yeah.
While Yeshua, Shishpiyas Avdo, he had any note of Yitzchak Emes. And the Yeshua that he was Mashpiyas Avid became known to Yitzchak that it was Emes?
Right. So Yitzchak knew, based on what the events with Eliezer, he knew where his father came out on the topic. So there's no need to specifically...
Begs the kasha, though. Why don't you just go to Yitzchak?
Right.
What is he saying?
He's saying that why is he focusing on the Eved?
Yeah.
Because the Eved was becoming the caretaker, the guardian for the assets. And therefore, he's the one who really has to sort of focus on this. And so he says, "I'm only making you the caretaker on condition that you're going to be mekayim this particular detail."
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, all right, and that's why it's his avdo, you know, is a kaveh al mashal b'chol shalom, because he was going to be the guardian of all the assets, I guess, at least temporarily. But that's the whole, you know. Well, the problem is, it raises another question, which is, of course, that we know that at this point Yitzchak had to be 37 years old, right? He was Laman Zion at the time of the Akedah. You're telling me that he needed a guardian?
Maybe for the Mamonis, he was sitting and learning all the time.
Maybe.
Shkoy Chavram. Thank you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So maybe he
felt... So he's saying, I'm only making you the guardian conditional on you observing this restriction.
So maybe
that's why he's not talking to Yitzchak.
Right.
Because there's another fact, there's another layer in this.
Solidify that he'd be a good caretaker, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, correct. correct. That's what
seems like he wasn't in charge. Yitzchak was, you know. So we want to make sure he did. Yitzchak did, you know, want to make sure he did the job.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And that's what means Gami talking to Evan. I'm asking. Is it Tam Hamus Moshe B'chol Shalom?
Right. So Pasuk says that he describes Eliezer as Moshe B'chol Shalom.
Right.
Why? It seems extraneous. So the answer is he is Moshe. He's making him the guardian of all of his assets.
Right. So that's why he passed.
Right. That's the Chol Tuv Adonav B'yado. Doesn't either Rashi or the Medrash say that he had a Shtar Matana from Aram to Yitzchak to show that the assets were going to come to him? So he's making him the guard. Literally, he's making him the guardian of the assets. Before I do that, I want to make sure that this one's.
Right.
Taken care of.
So that's why he really focused on Eliezer and Yitzchak, right?
Correct. Because you're right. It's like
he's
two things.
Care
one
of
is Eliezer going to take. The second one is Eliezer going to take care of everything.
Right.
The first one is Yitzchak will pick up on the fact that without the need for
right.
a stern warning, basically Yitzchak
that
will get
that. Doesn't really beg the answer the terrorists so much, whereas the second one really does.
Right.
The first one just says, "Well, can you?"
Well,
why
the
do
first
you
one
to,
at least says
why,
why there was
to
no
know
shvua.
About and, why didn't you just go straight to Yitzchak?
No, but the first one answers why there was no shvua on Yitzchak. Because there was no need, apparently.
Yeah, because there was no need, because he was told about what happened there, but I mean, let him be the one.
No, but then maybe he doesn't want to have to make him take a shvua.
Why not?
Because Tzadikim try not to take shvua. So says, I'll make Eliezer take the shvua, and Yitzchak will pick up on
mm-hmm.
it from there without me having to make him take a shvua.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe taking the shvua would be a little choshev b'ksherim on Yitzchak.
If Yitzchak would do it, you mean?
Yeah, like to make him take a shvua, right? It's like the Kohen Gadol and on Yom Kippur with the Ketores, right? They make him take a shvua that'll do it inside.
Right.
Heim parshim b'vochem, who parshim b'vochem, heim parshim
b'vochem. Because they feel bad.
Because they choshed him that he was going to do it wrong.
Yeah.
So if Avram makes Yitzchak, who's a tzaddik, take that shvua, that means that there's like a shemitz of a doubt that he's not going to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Elokei Shemaim, Elokei Aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yikra Elokei Eretz Yisrael, Kedasiv Liyodu, Esmishpat Elokei Aretz. Yeah.
Okay.
V'yadabru, Kedasiv Yadabru Elokei Yishalayim, Kedasiv Elokei Ami Aretz, Yishpasad Sod Od, Echtavenim Bezaz Hashem. He writes it later and told us, Shmuel says, well, Pazuk Lekati Be'etzavi, Lo Nemerba Elokei Aretz, Kei Abachar Nobor Kastim. So Shem is called Elokei Haaretz because of that pasuk, right? There's another sod with it. Kolchani Beis Avi doesn't say Elokei Haaretz. Why not?
Because when he was Lekolchani Beis Avi, he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael.
Interesting.
That's a pretty strong statement, that last one, right? Adar b'chutz la'aretz, don't look at me.
Yeah, it's a Gorong Subas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know why he... I guess it's stressing that Abishur wants to stay in Eretz Yisrael, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay, good. Well, let's see.
Maybe that's also why he didn't communicate with Yitzchak, because the shvua wasn't just that he wouldn't get Yitzchak a wife from Eretz Canaan.
Right.
Right? It was from Eretz Canaan. It was that he would go back, right, Mishpachti.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't want Yitzchak to go, because he doesn't want Yitzchak to leave Eretz Yisrael.
Right. Well, it's me.
Right. Which we know, Kosh Baruch Hu says that later, right? Oh, it's me, when he's not supposed to leave. You know, don't go to Mitzrayim, right? Stay
on.
So it's like these two are connected a little bit. In other words, so the idea that b'chutz la'aretz doma k'mi she'en lo aloka is maybe a driving reason why
he didn't want to leave.
He didn't want to talk to Yitzchak about it because there
somebody
were two
motivated him to leave.
No, because there were two parts of the shvua. That was what he said in the beginning, right? He said there were two parts of the shvua. There was one of shalikach yishom nos kanan, but also that he has to go el arzo mishpachto. Right.
Right,
that was also part of the shvua.
Right.
So while he's, while maybe you could argue that he could make Yitzchak take the shvua about not to marry Mibnos Kanan, he maybe doesn't want Yitzchak. He doesn't want to push Yitzchak to be the one who thinks, okay, I'll go back to Aram Narayim.
I thought it was that it would motivate him. If he would say that, it might motivate him to leave.
I think it works either way. either motivate him to leave, or it's like he doesn't want to make him promise to leave. Because he doesn't want him to leave at all. So he says, fine, I'm not going to talk to him about this.
Right.
I'll make you promise to leave.
Well, he says you got to take a shidduch so that he has no other choice to go to leave, and he doesn't want him to leave him.
Right, so he doesn't talk to him about it.
Yeah.
He says, I'll send you. I have no problem with you leaving.
This is the real forever.
Maybe.
Very good.
Well, we had a couple. We had a couple possible explanations.
Where is everybody? Okay, ready? Perikov Dalad, Pusik Aleph. Until the Ramaskal of Alechayrim. Okay, let's start. Avrin Zokin Bobiyomim. Chosra Kosa Lomar Kango Dia Siba Shabavura Ishpia Zavdai. Pusik goes on and says, the reason. Shabavurish fears out of the day, which must be as evident. Ramaki Rots was Zakin Mode, he saw himself very old. Chosha Belibo thought to his heart, Shemisholacherts Molato, Lanterm Yaksu Yishlich. That he sends out.
If you just send some, you know, random guy, basically.
Right.
To go back, Laret Molato, perhaps, Terem Yaksu Yishlich, Yilich Lobe Zaloma, who be Nifter.
So what does it mean again? Snochomo?
He's saying. The story starts, the episode starts with Avraham Zokin Baba Yomim.
Right.
To illustrate why he's so concerned about sending Eliezer.
Right.
Right, because he sees I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Wow. If I send somebody else, so maybe I'll be Nifter before he gets back.
Right.
Okay.
So he's thinking that he should go himself?
No, so he wants to send Eliezer instead. Lachin.
Why was Eliezer different than someone else?
I don't know, he's got to say. He wants to, so in other words, because it's like, because he's like cause and effect. Why did he make Eliezer swear? Because he was afraid that he wasn't going to be alive to make sure it happened right.
Right.
So he therefore administers the oath to make sure that, and he picks up that idea also about him being the guardian, right? Moshe b'chol shelo, right? So he says, you're the guardian, so I'm making you swear that you'll do,
kind
you know.
Like you said about the apotropos.
Right, right. It echoes, or that later one echoes this one a little bit, yeah.
Right.
Agreed. Then he says in the Medrash Rabbah, he says this is there are different kinds of zikna,
right?
Right? So if Avraham Zokin Baba Yomim kan zikna sheyesh ba lachluchas,
shein ba changes it, right?
And that and then there's another one ulahalon, which means
zikna shein ba.
Uh huh. So hold on 1 second. What did you say? Lachluchas, right? Literally moisture, right?
I guess it's really there's strength and there's elder.
Right.
And
there's elder. You know there's right. There's like weak.
But he's got no lachluchas.
Right, yeah. There's weak, there's, you know, being old and weak and versus old and still, you know, functional.
Mm-hmm. So what is he saying that there should be?
Yirtu lefarish ki boim bayamim. So that was talking about Avram and Sarah, right? Avraham v'Sarah zekinim boim bayamim.
Right.
Boim bayamim maschilim
b'mezekna.
They were entering old age, right? Kiboim mora alzman omed. It's like it's coming still.
Right.
Like they're entering. Kamo haboim bashar meva who are entering. Kana bashar hayozakim oh shekvar boim. He's already old. Right. Ba achicha. He has already come. It's a you know sort of an ongoing you know present continuous versus some kind of an immediate past.